Okay then, so today we are joined by the Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Nick Clegg, along with Stephen Bradley, who is the prospective parliamentary candidate for Bath at the back of the studio. Nick Clegg became Deputy Prime Minister and Lord President of the Privy Council in May 2010, and he's also the MP of Sheffield Hallam. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. It's great to be here. Thanks for letting me into your studio.
That's okay.
So now, if you don't mind, we are going to ask you a few questions about you and your day here at Bath Community Academy.
Now to kick things off, how's your day been here at Bath Community Academy?
Really enjoyable, really impressive. I've seen some students, some pupils cooking up a really really lovely, delicious smelling curry, and I've seen some of your friends and fellow students doing parkour, most amazing display of that, and been shown around the facilities. It's a very happy atmosphere. It's lovely to visit.
So how different is school now compared to when you went?
Oh, it's very different. I don't remember ever being offered to do cooking or having a radio studio. I just think the choices you've got are great in a school like this. I mean, you've got some big choices about your lives to make, which they weigh much more heavily on young people at a much earlier stage now than they did when I was at school. So in a sense, when I was at school, I'm 47, things were a little bit more carefree. People didn't kind of worry so much about their future at an early age. But on the other hand, I think you've got more options to do things, certainly at school, than was the case back then.
Yeah, so you may see videos on the internet of people recording a day in the life of them. What is a day in the life of Nick Clegg like?
It's never the same. Unfortunately, it starts very early and it ends pretty late. So I started my day today at 5:30 in the morning, which is not unusual. And I'll probably be doing various work-related things till probably about midnight tonight. And so I was started in London, and then I've been in Bristol, and now I'm here, and then I have to go back to London. And it's what is very nice about my life, which is a huge privilege, is I get to meet lots of people like you. I get to visit lots of different places. It's never monotonous. It's never boring. And I'm probably more passionate than anything else in my job in education. So when I hear, for instance, when I come to visit your school, that your school is making very good use of something that I introduced in government called the pupil premium, which is extra money for schools. It makes me happy, because I think, you know, it's nice in politics to actually see things happen rather than just talking about things happening.
So how would you spend your days off? When I have like a day off, I normally spend it in bed and talking to friends. But how would you spend yours?
Do you talk to your friends from bed?
Or do you do these things at the same time?
Do you not get out of bed at all?
Sometimes I get out of bed, but normally I like to stay in bed.
I don't stay in bed all day, not least because I have three sons. One's 12, the other one's 10, and the other one's 5, and they're very active, and they like to play football, and they like to play rugby, and they'd never have the patience to just let me stay in bed. So my time off is being, you know, just an ordinary dad, and I relish every single millisecond of that.
Okay, so that's enough of all these talky questions out of the way. But now we are going to have a quick fire round where we're going to ask you 10 questions at a fast pace.
Right.
So what's your favourite colour?
Yellow.
What's your favourite food?
Spanish.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Cake or biscuits?
Biscuits.
Favourite car?
Volkswagen Beetle.
EastEnders or Coronation Street?
Coronation Street.
Favourite sport?
Football.
Crisps or peanuts?
Peanuts.
Favourite film?
Favourite film? Kung Fu Panda.
Or your favourite song?
Favourite song? Crazy.
Okay, that's a decent song.
Thank
you. It's a decent song. That's not
surprise. Well, it's an amazing song.
It's an amazing song.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of the best songs in the last 10, 15 years. Can you play it?
We
Neil Sparks,
I'm not too sure.
Not at the moment, but we might do it for you later.
Okay, thank you.
So thank you ever so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to answer some of our questions.
Well, thank you.
We really appreciate it. Thanks
very much.